I'm going to be reading from Psalm 84 this morning. Psalm 84, so you can go there if you have your Bibles with you. I looked up Psalm 84 the other day after listening to a YouTube video of a very good choir singing the very beautiful Cantique de Jean Racine by Gabriel Fauré, which is based on Psalm 84. A psalm that speaks of the blessedness of dwelling in the house of God or in the presence of God at any time. So let's read Psalm 84. To the chief musician on an instrument of Gath, a psalm of the sons of Korah. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. And that word Selah there is a musical term indicating a pause, perhaps to reflect. These first four verses speak of the joy of being in God's house, as we are this morning, as well as the blessing and joy of being in his presence while reading his word or communing with him in prayer. Being here together with our spiritual family, looking into God's word, listening to what he has to say to us, and communing together is a great privilege. Many Christians in the world do not have that privilege. We Christians should find great joy in these times because, among other things, it reminds us of God's security for us and gives us peace of mind and heart. The psalmist compares it to a sparrow who has shelter, warmth, and security in her nest where she has her young. Verse 4 says, "We are blessed when we dwell in God's house and in his presence." Psalm 16, verse 11 says, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Let's continue reading from verse 5. "Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah." Our strength comes from the Lord as we pass through this life like pilgrims on our way to a place of promise. And that's what we are. We are pilgrims. Verse 6 talks about the valley of Baca. That was a word for a very dry, inhospitable desert type of place, which represents the trials and troubles of this life. We all have those times in our lives, but God can turn even that, even those events, into spiritual growth and blessings, like springs of water and rain showers on growing crops. And that's what we go through as we pilgrimage with Jesus through this life. The psalm ends this section with a plea to God to hear our prayers. It reminds me of the tax collector's prayer in Luke 18, verse 13. And there Jesus said about him, "And the tax collector standing afar off would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner." That tax collector was in the security of God's presence. Jesus said the tax collector went away justified. Verse 9, "O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed." Let's read that again. "O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed." Seems like a peculiar statement, doesn't it? But when you look into it further, our shield is Jesus, God's anointed one, and our Redeemer, who went to Calvary to pay the price for all of our sins. When God looks at us, after we have received his forgiveness for all of our sins, he doesn't see our sins and our guilt and our shame. He sees the righteousness of Jesus when he looks at us. That's why the psalmist asks God to look upon the face of your anointed. Without Jesus, we dare not show our faces to God. That's the key to this whole psalm. Our salvation gives us the privileges, joys, and pleasures this psalm speaks about. Ephesians 1 verse 3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Let's continue reading at verse 10. "For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you." These last three verses tell us about the reward that is in store for the faithful servant of our Lord Jesus. We have a future in the courts of the Lord, eternity in the house of God Almighty, a place where sin does not exist and where death is unheard of. It's the place where God will not withhold any good thing for us, from us. Our minds are too limited to even imagine that place. It's God's place of perfection, heaven. But we're not there yet. But as we continue here, Jesus is our shield and protector, our sun to light the way, and our guide in life through the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 12 says, "O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you." Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle's."